I'd first like to ensure that we've all silenced our cell phones. Then I'd ask that you please help me welcome our 10-minute speaker, Tom M.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tom M., or Tom Mees, because after all, recovery is a new end thing. I'm not ashamed of it. Not ashamed anymore of being an alcoholic. It's one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I want to thank you. Want to welcome the newcomers tonight, because after all, we keep coming here because of you people to remind us of how our lives were, and we're here to show you how your lives can be. I want to also, generally, we in the past, I thought we gave accolades to if they had 10 years, five years, 10 years, 20 years, and we haven't done that yet, but I guess that'll be coming up next. But I just want to say, I'm here tonight because yesterday was a very special day in my life. I celebrated my 25th birthday of being sober. And so I know, oops, where's my watch? Any of that, I got a minimal amount of time, so I can't tell you my whole story. It's quite amazing. Won't go there with that. I'll just tell you how it went on that day 25 years ago, April 3rd, which was about 5 months before 9/11 hit, too. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was getting ready to go somewhere. I was waiting for my daughter and my ex-wife to show up and pick me up. And I took 2 milligrams of Xanax, shot of whiskey, and off we went through the town out to 1559 Kansas Street, the county jail. In doing that, my daughter was driving. We went through downtown San Luis, right there where Barnes & Noble is in that corner. I used to own that corner at a very famous restaurant called Farley's. It was open 24 hours. And being a restaurateur in the 24-hour business, I got to drinking a lot, working a lot, and then drinking a lot. And in that period of time of 15 years that I had it, I had 4 children, beautiful home out by the San Luis Country Club, a member there, had everything going for me. But then next thing you know, opened the second restaurant, was right here in Arroyo Grande, where CJ's is. That was Farley's as well. But I found myself going back and forth quite a bit, and I just wanted to consolidate, so I sold that restaurant to Corcoran's, and that's kind of how that went there. Meanwhile, I was back at the restaurant in San Luis, and after about 15 years, I felt I had 2 college degrees. I should be doing something else. So I sold the restaurant and to the French family, and they put in Barnes & Noble and so forth. I then went into real estate, also got a job at CMC. I used to work in 24 hours a day, it seems like. And I did that for like another 15 years. And but my drinking started to really get catch up with me, and they started to notice it at CMC as well. I finally took a retirement there and just got into real estate. And over the course of real estate, I did a lot of drinking. I ended up getting 10 DUIs. Yeah, I know. I go 10 DUIs. Well, that's what my ex-wife said, and you know how they are. They don't forget anything, right? So that was it, you know. So I was in jail for a year. I was able to go to drug court instead of prison. And then while I was in jail for a year, I did it. It was in the 800 unit and got into AA. But I was ready. By then, I embarrassed my family, my father, my parents, my sisters, my children, the community, because we were well known downtown. A complete embarrassment. The people in the real estate community didn't know anything about it until one day they saw me in court and the word got out that I was in jail. I told my broker at the time that I was going to England to help my father. That's another story. And I got a lot of crazy stories I can tell you. I'll have to do it at one of the bigger meetings. But when I got out of jail, I didn't know what I was going to do. How did I sell real estate, you know, on a bike? Because I wasn't going to be able to drive for 3 years. Couldn't drive for 3 years. But I got out and I saw my broker and he said, Tom, you just stay sober, work with one of the younger people, and I think you can do this. I believe in you. I said, I don't know. So I went home. I was staying at my ex-wife's house. Got up the next morning about 6 a.m. Sun was just coming over the hills in the north side of town. I just looked up and I said, Dear Lord, I know you. God doesn't come and show himself, but he has signs. Just show me a sign. What should I do? I don't know how I can sell real estate on a bike. And about 10 o'clock that morning, phone rang, and I got a phone call from somebody from San Francisco, and they said, Tom, we heard you're back in town. Would you help us sell our house? And I just said, I guess that's a sign. So I got on my bike. Well, to make a long story short, I rode the bike to the office, did work with younger people. Then I was very blessed to also work for a couple years with my daughter in real estate and just rebuild my life. In that first year, I could only ride to and from appointments. I had people come in and want to see property. One was a San Francisco police officer. Didn't tell him my story, but I said, can we use your car because I'll get my transmission fixed? Oh, yeah. You know. I sold him the place, and it went on, and I sold about $7 million off my bike that year. You got to just stay the course. And so the key thing I want to say to everybody that are newcomers is you have to keep coming back. And just when we think that our life is over, you have to stay the course, keep coming back, because our lives are not over. You just come and do these meetings. Today, I'm a man of turned 80 in October, still playing golf, still working, still kicking the can down the street. I'm married to a lovely woman for 10 years. Life is good. This is what AA can do for us. Thank you very much.
Let's give him another round of applause.